We can talk about this spider that's in my room. It's in the office here. It's like, I don't know where he went now, but he was like just out of reach before. And he basically was taunting me. He's like, you can't move away from the computer. I'm just gonna like calmly walk around the room, and you can't do a thing about it.
Can't do snakes. Not a fan of snakes.
Oh, screw those things.
Not a fan of snakes.
Snakes can go to hell.
Yeah, I don't like them at all.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod!
Welcome, everybody! Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's a Washington Capitals podcast. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Joining me, as always, he's off the train off of New York. He's staying in town just for us. Coach Dan, what's going on, man?
Dude, what? I wasn't in New York. You're losing your mind.
Well, you could be going with the Capitals up to game four up in New York. I don't know what you're
safer than going to somewhere like Philly, but that would be kind of interesting to go to a playoff game in another team's rink.
That would be terrible.
Be intimidating, I think. Terrible?
Especially if you're going to Philly. The Philly fans, I'm pretty sure, would murder you.
I would never go to a game in Philly, playoffs, preseason, even if they're – no, would never do it. No reason whatsoever to ever subject myself or for anyone to subject themselves to that sort of psychotic behavior from so-called human beings. My point is, you could go to like a Rangers game, maybe.
I don't know. I
feel like if you went to like a West Coast team, they'd be a little bit more –
they'd be like, what are you doing here?
Well, they'd be like, literally, what are you doing here? But then also, I think that they give you a little, like, a hard time at first as a joke. And then, you know, everything would be fine.
Did I ever tell you the experience I had at a wrestling match up in Philadelphia? I don't think I've told you
this.
I
don't think so. But how do you get into a fight? It's not like there's good guys and bad guys. It's not like there's one particular guy. Or like, it doesn't matter.
All right, let me just tell this quick story because it is just so funny, and it's typical Philadelphia. So it's an independent wrestling show. It's not like an arena or anything. It's at like an old bingo hall where they used to have ECW at, and there's this new federation called Combat Zone Wrestling. And there was this old guy. He's in a wheelchair. Had to have been at least like 70 years old, and he's in a wheelchair, right? So he's up against the guardrail, and he's screaming at this one wrestler, saying, he's using gay
slurs. He's using inappropriate language.
He's using gay slurs is the biggest thing.
So
the wrestler turns around and goes, yeah, I might be gay, but at least I can walk. And I just remember sitting there going, oh, my God, I don't know who to feel bad for here because
I wonder if I would start clapping.
But that's Philly fans right there, man. And then that's wrestling performers. But wow, that was my experience of a wrestling matchup in Philly.
Sir. Well played.
All right. So enough talk about Philadelphia. Let's talk about the Washington Capitals. Exactly. The Capitals are up 2-1 in the series against the Rangers. I'm going to be a little honest. I was a little surprised that we were able to get out two wins to start off with. I feel as if the first game, the Capitals kind of caught the Rangers sleeping. If you remember last show, I said there's a possibility that the Capitals being going to Game 7 and the Islanders could have helped them due to the fact that the Rangers can have a little bit of rust and they've been able to get tired down a little bit. Then the Rangers came back, it looked really good, kind of walked all over the Capitals in Game 2, and it was pretty a pretty even matchup in Game 3, except for that first period. So as a series, this has been very back and forth. I think it's going to be like that the entire – this is going to Game 7, no doubt in my mind. It's going to be back and forth this entire time. What has been one of the brightest lights, the biggest star, I guess, for you so far in this series? Because for me, it's got to be Braden Holtby.
That is exactly what I was thinking. I think Holtby has been playing phenomenal. I always hate the whole – goaltender versus goaltender thing that they talk about, because those guys aren't really playing against one another. Yeah, right. You're sort of, I guess mentally to some extent, you're competing against one another, but unless one goalie takes a shot on the other goal, which happens so rarely, you're
hope
not
he,
really
hope
competing.
He does that.
I would. Well, he has tried that before.
Yeah.
I want him to do the old Dwayne Rolison, and when he gets the puck in his glove, to throw it up in the air and try and smack it out of the air a la baseball style and try and knock it down the rink like Dwayne Rolison did years ago, or tried to do years ago. But I think it was in the playoffs too. I think Holtby has been the best player on the Capitals so far, and that's kind of what you want in the Stanley Cup playoffs. You want that your goaltender stealing games for you, and he definitely to some extent stole that game, game three, and that one fluky goal that they got from Beagle, and some incredibly strong defensive play by the Capitals all around. But then I thought Holtby's been fantastic. He was great in game one. Game two, he could have been better in game two, but. The entire team could have been significantly better, especially in that first period. They were better in the second and parts of the third, where they definitely made a comeback, and Ovechkin with that ridiculous goal from his knees. But the second game, I mean, they had every opportunity to win that game, and they just completely blew it. They could easily be up 3-0 in this series right now. But, I think Holtby's definitely been the star of the series so far for the Capitals.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Was Ovechkin a close second in terms of his offense? And he has played very well defensively. And you can look at Joel Ward, has been playing great. Kuznetsov, the goals haven't really been coming yet. He's been playing well in this series. I mean, Kuznetsov was great in the Islanders series. I feel like Burakovsky's going to get one at some point. The kid's been playing very well. He can't quite get up to the next level, but he's been doing well. Tom Wilson's been an intimidating factor for the Caps. And he's, even though he takes some stupid penalties, and some of them are because of his reputation, but I think he's done well enough that he's keeping the Rangers second-guessing as to whether they want to go real hard in for a puck or just let Wilson get it, and then they'll try and hit him because they don't want to get a shot from him. But I think overall the team's been playing very well. I mean, they could, like I said, they could honestly easily be up 3-0 in the series right now, or be down 3-0 in the series.
The Capitals, I've been very impressed with their play, except for how they have been starting these games. They've definitely been ending them in the correct way. But let's talk about that. Go from a good thing like Braden Holtby, Ovechkin, all the good stuff. Let's talk about something the Capitals may be able to improve on. I feel as if they're coming out very flat at the very beginning of the game. I mean, those first periods are very sluggish. That maybe they are tired from playing so much, but those first 20 minutes, I'm scared to death because it looks like a team that's not ready to play a Stanley Cup playoff game. It looks like they're still, you know, back in October, November, getting used to a new system. But luckily enough, they've been able to play good defense and hold off the Rangers to very minimum scoring or no scoring like in Game 3. But what do you think they have to do here to kind of get that spark going in game in the beginning of the game? Because, you know what, let me kind of think about this again. Do you think they're starting sluggish, or do you think that they're allowing like the Rangers to kind of tire themselves out by playing all this really big hockey and being like defensive in the beginning?
Their Muhammad Ali strategy?
I'm trying to wonder, because it feels as if it happens every game. Is that a part of the strategy, or are they just, you know, just not awake for that first 20 minutes?
I mean, without knowing specifically what it is, but I would wonder if Trotz has them in a system where they start more defensive.
Yeah,
that's not necessarily to wear the other team out, but just so that they can keep the game close early and then be able to up it, up their not energy, but up their offensive game as they go along. And I mean, it's kind of working, sort of, to some extent. I mean, it didn't work in game two, and they got completely blown out in that first period. They did well in game one and game three, and so they have. They've had opportunities, but in terms of their starting, I don't agree with it if that's their system. I think that you need to start strong both physically and offensively, and I think if you play physical and you have a solid forecheck for when the other team gets the puck, that you're going to be able to potentially get a goal early in the game and to be able to push the team back onto their heels a little bit. And it's a long game, and it's a give and take, but I would prefer that this team starts out stronger instead of playing as defensive as they may be. And be able to play more physically, more forechecking, to be able to control the play a little bit better.
Yeah, on the defensive end, I've been pretty happy with Brooks Orpik. He's been definitely throwing his big body around. He's been doing a lot of great checks. So I like what I'm seeing from him. There's been a lot of grief online for Tim Gleason. Everyone was very excited that Nate Schmidt came up.
Wait, why are we we hating on Tim Gleason? I didn't get. Is that just Russian Machine Never Breaks? Because I know they have a thing for Nate Schmidt.
Yeah, they like Nate Schmidt, but it's a lot of people online saying, "Oh, I hope he's playing instead of Gleason." I've been impressed with Gleason.
What's the hate with Gleason? I don't understand. I like the guy.
I think it's because people are used to a very fast, young, energetic game, and he's more of
do everything he needs to do to help this team win.
Right.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I like the fact that he's kind of well rounded. You know, I like the fact that he teams up with Green. I think him and Green work well together, because where Green lacks, you know, being that big muscle dude that's going to knock people down and be
that is not Mike Green.
That is not Mike Green at all. You know, I think Greason and Glean together, Green, not Glean. I think that they
should be their line name.
The Glean. The Glean line.
Glean line.
I like it. I like them. I like them together. I don't care what the rest of the internet says. I'm a fan of Gleason and Green together. I like what they're doing. I've been impressed with them. I'm very happy with what they've been doing. I don't get the hate on Gleason.
No, I don't either. I like what the guy's been doing. Yeah, he's not for lack of a better term, but sexually appealing to the eyes in terms of hockey. He's not out there.
That is important.
Faking people. Shut up. Out there faking people out and going crazy and scoring all these ridiculous goals. You know what he does? He sits back. He hits people. He's able to knock guys down from being in front of the net. He knocks the puck away. He'll block shots. He does what you want a defensive defenseman to do. I think people hate on him just because I think some people have the belief that, you know, he's a bit of an older guy and maybe they want a younger guy to come in and learn. And I think that at this point, Gleason plays a solid game, and that's what you need from your third pairing up between him and Mike Green. He sits back. He's able to help out. He doesn't bring much offensively, and, you know, I guess maybe some people might dislike him for that, but I'm perfectly fine with this game. I think he's been a great addition to this team, and I don't anticipate him being brought back next season just because they have a lot of young guys in the, coming up, and I think they're going to see what they have in Dmitry Orlov. But part of me also wouldn't be surprised if he came back. If they signed him to a cheap enough deal, maybe they would bring him back.
I mean, yeah, we'll talk about it in the offseason. I'd love to see him back. I like him. I think it all depends on if Green would re-sign. If Green re-signs, Gleason will come back too.
If Green doesn't come back, I would re-sign Gleason and play him with Orlov.
That would be quite interesting. Oh, maybe that might bring Mike Green's price tag down a little bit for the Capitals. Who knows? Yeah, but we're getting too far into the summer. Let's still talk about these games.
Let's back it up.
Yeah. Let's talk about the offense here. The offense has been doing a good job getting pucks on the net later on in the game. But at the same time, they're having a hard time getting the puck to the back of the net up against Lundqvist, which is completely
that's what everyone has trouble with.
Yeah, it's understandable because he's the king in New York. He's one of the best ones, which, by the way, Pierre McGuire saying, "Oh, we need to think of a nickname for Holtby." You know how Lundqvist is the king of New York. What could be Holtby's nickname? He's got one. It's the Holt Beast. Okay.
That's exactly what my girlfriend said.
Idiot, Pierre. I miss CSN.
That's like his nickname with the team. I mean, I don't anticipate that. Like, I mean, maybe they can go with that if they want to, but it's kind of silly. But you know, it's kind of nice to have him going to Holtby being under the radar.
Yeah.
In that you don't really have a lot of people. He's not getting distracted by all these different things going on. And he's just able to go out there and play his game. And honestly, I would prefer that right now as opposed to the other options.
Yeah. So, let's talk about the offense here. For me, I like the fact that a lot of guys are crowding the net. I want to see more from the offense getting into Lundqvist's face, getting into the crease, because that long shot that Ovechkin has and Carlson has and Green has is not going to cut it on Lundqvist, because Ovi, you know,
you're going to have to, if you want to do that, you got to screen the net.
Ovi had a highlight reel goal in game two. I mean, one of the best in his career. Absolute beautiful goal. But there's got to be guys set up for rebounds on those long shots, because if you are, you know, overshot and you go against the wall, that puck's going to come back. We need guys. Take that long shot with people already set up in front of the net. I don't like the dump and chase. I don't like taking a long shot without anybody, with everyone behind you. You know what I mean? Like, if you have the puck, don't take your shot from the blue line. Get as close as you can to Lundqvist and try to make a move in front of him. Don't take a long shot and then chase it down the ice. That is the biggest thing on offense. I can tell the Capitals. I think as a fan, what I would like to see them do is I'd like to see them get closer to Lundqvist. I'd like them to take dirty shots. Well, not dirty shots. I don't want to hurt anybody. I mean, those shots that aren't going to look beautiful on an instant replay, but they work. That's what you're going to do to get Lundqvist shaken, to get him off his game, because he knows on the power play when it happens. He knows that puck's going to Ovechkin, and he knows that shot, and he's ready for that shot. He knows the Carlson shot. You need to do stuff that isn't expected. You need to do stuff kind of off the wall, what Beagle did. You know, he chipped the puck in, it hit on Lundqvist's skate, and it went in. Those are the type of goals that are going to win games up against the Rangers.
Oh, yeah, garbage goals.
Garbage goals.
Things in front of the net. You got to – oh, shoot. What's the line from Mighty Ducks? Is it Mighty Ducks?
Quack, quack, somebody, quack, Mr. Ducksworth.
No. Jesus Christ, dude. No, the I've one had two with beers. I'm sorry. They have, like, they put all the garbage on the ice. Isn't it from Mighty Ducks, and they have to clean up the garbage or something like that? Is that basically – I mean, you're taking shots from the outside. You either got to screen the goalie so he's not going to be able to see it, or get a deflection so it goes in because the goalie wasn't expected to suddenly change course. Or, like you said, you get the rebound.
Yeah, those are big. There's so many that are going out there, and there's nobody there. Like, I talked about this in the Islanders series, how the offense is making passes to no one, to open ice, and it doesn't make any sense to me that why they don't know where the other player is, what's going on. Now it seems as if they're taking shots, there's rebounds, and there's nobody there. Come on, you got to know a rebound's going to happen. You got to get a guy down the ice before you take that long shot. That long shot, to me, is like, you know, that bounce you do on a diving board before you jump, you know, to get some buoyancy. You know, you do a long shot in, somebody's already there right where Lundqvist is, it comes out as a rebound, and you take a shot, and that's the one you're looking to go in.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much what you're looking for. You're looking for rebounds, you're looking for screens, and you're looking to cause havoc and create problems, and they need to start doing a little bit better job of that. I mean, Beagle's goal was so stupid. Like, how did that go in?
I don't care, but I love it.
I didn't care either, but it went in, and I'll take it. But it was just one of those things where you're just like, well, that's kind of how you win games. You get these garbage goals. You get these ridiculous goals. And you just keep putting them on net and hope for the best. Other than that, I mean, yes, I would like to see, like you're saying, if you're going to take shots from the outside, crash the net, make life difficult for Lundqvist. Doesn't mean you have to hit him. Just make it hard for him to see. Make him move around you to be able to see. Move his head a little bit, and then you maybe fire a puck, and he doesn't see it until the last second it goes in.
That's what they're going to have to do. Absolutely. That's how you beat Lundqvist, I think. From sitting on the bench as a fan perspective, that's what I see. I see him giving up rebounds. I see shots being taken from hitting the boards and then coming back in. And then there's either Ranger dudes or it's Lundqvist covering it up. I think you surround him with red sweaters, and you let
or
Ovi,
white if you're in New York.
That's true. Ovi's off to the side. He takes his shot, but you have somebody there getting that dirty goal, getting those garbage goals, and getting it to go in. That's what Joel Ward's always talking about. You know what? Don't shoot it as hard, but you know maybe you shoot it towards Joel Ward. He does a little dance move and like gets that in there with his butt because he's really good at that. He's really good with scoring with his butt. You know what? Factor that
he's
in.
He's actually played, and I know I've given him a lot of grief on this show.
You really have.
But calm down. But I thought he's been great for being on that first line. Yeah, he doesn't have the stick skills quite as a level of Ovechkin and Backstrom, but not a lot of players in the NHL do.
Yeah.
But he's done a great job. He keeps the puck in. He's able to get the puck to the guys. He'll crash the net. He takes some shots from the outside, which is not really his forte, but if it works, it works. I like what I've seen from him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I still think in the offseason they can upgrade, but if for some reason he seems to be the only guy on this team that can play on that first line with him and consistently play well.
All right, so we've kind of gone over what we think is the Capitals need to do to kind of walk away with this series and get that win. Is there anything else you think that we should talk about, at least caps wise, about the four games coming up?
They just need to get more offense. I mean, in three games, they only have five goals. I'd like to see that number go way up. Obviously, everyone wants to see that number go up, but I'd like to see it definitely go up. More goals and more games. I think defensively, they've been doing fine. Just the beginning of games, they got to definitely have better start to games. And Holpe just got to keep doing what he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So anything else we should cover in Caps World?
Oh, we still got some stuff. Did we already talk about Fair?
No, we have not.
He's still out. Apparently, I heard today on the radio that Trotz said he's still out, so Fair's still out. So that, depending on how long he out, could be a problem going into next season.
That was just hilarious how you did that. Did we talk about Fair yet? No. He's out.
He's out. Screw him. Cut him. He's gone. Trade him now. I don't care if it did pass the deadline. No, that's a bit of a concern going into next season to see how long Eric Fair will actually be out, because this could be a...
It's his shoulder again, right?
I don't think they've said, but my guess, based on what the hit he took and his reaction afterwards, that it was his shoulders.
Because he's had some problems.
His shoulders are made out of broken pieces of glass.
I mean, that's why the Capitals let him go in the first place and he went to Winnipeg, is that he was kind of injury prone, and then he went
to
Winnipeg.
And then he did get rid of his salary cap.
Right. And then he went to Winnipeg and he got hurt again. It was the shoulder again, so they let him go, and the Capitals brought him back. And for the most part, he's done pretty well and hasn't really had a lot of long-term injuries, but... This one's coming at a bad time for the Caps and for Eric Fair.
But the team's covered pretty well. Yeah. I mean, Beagle's been on a line pretty. He's been Burakovsky and Brower with the B line, and I like what I've seen from them. I think when Fair comes back, I'd be curious as to who sits out. I mean, my feeling is it would be Burakovsky, unfortunately. But Fair being on this team is definitely better for them than him not being out there. So it'd definitely be interesting to see what happens were he to come back. But, you know, he's out, and that's definitely going to be a problem going into the offseason as to whether they know if they can rely on him to stay healthy. I mean, this season he was, for the most part, right? I don't remember him really being out ever.
No, it was a scratch here or there, but nothing helpful.
But when he was sort of trying to figure out what they're doing with him. But I think Fair's he's a very good player for the team. I think he's been great on the third line, that checking line role, going out against the other team's top lines. But injuries are a problem, and if it's going to consistently happen, then the Capitals may have to look other places potentially for someone to play on that third line checking role spot. But that's definitely not a problem just yet. We'll see how long he's out, but at least he's going to be out for this next game, and my guess is be a couple more after that potentially.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with Eric Fair.
So we got some other Caps news. Let's start with Philip Grubauer, who became the fifth goalie in 78 years to win a playoff game in both the NHL and AHL in the same season, which is kind of minor and silly, but also still kind of cool that he was able to do something like that. So congratulations to him. He got his names and some sort of historical records.
I have to imagine we're seeing more of him in DC next year.
I mean, they still have Peters under contract, but I would agree with you that Peters is probably out, and Grubauer will be in, especially since Copley or whatever his name is,
Phoenix,
has been playing well down in Hershey.
He was the dude from North Pole, Alaska, right? I believe he was, yeah.
Yeah. He's from the middle of freaking nowhere. And
that's where Mystery Alaska was filmed.
Was it there?
No, I'm just saying, no, it was like the middle of nowhere.
I don't know. I was Mystery. First of all, great movie. Nice reference. Second of all, or mention. I think that was filmed in British Columbia, though. Wait, now I can't remember.
I don't know. If some shots, it just looks
like
it's
on. Now I want to go watch it again.
They don't make the Blu-ray of that. I had to buy it on DVD 2 months ago because I was like, man, I really want to watch it. It's not on Netflix. It's not on Amazon. I had to buy the DVD off of, you know, a website somewhere.
A speech from Russell Crowe, who cannot skate to save his life. And you can totally tell when you watch the movie that he does not know how to skate. But yeah, great movie. His speech about I'm not going to say it because it has a lot of bad words. But his speech and during the big game against the Rangers is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was all fun. And then and finally, a couple of awards to give or to potentially give out. As Ovechkin has been nominated for two. First, he was nominated for the Hart Trophy with Carey Price and John Tavares. I got to think he's got a pretty good shot winning that one. Carey Price could definitely get it. I don't think Tavares will get it, so I think it comes down to Price or Ovechkin. And then Ovechkin was also nominated for the Ted Lindsay Award, which is given to the player deemed to be the most outstanding player in the NHL as voted by members of the National Hockey League Players Association.
Oh, he'll never get that.
He's gotten that before.
Oh, man. I don't think...
I can't remember who else was nominated for it. I'm totally blanking on it at the moment. Shoot, that's embarrassing. But, I mean, I think he's gotten that one before, and I definitely think he could get it. I don't think he's as hated by the league.
I think other players
think
are just kind of like sick of him.
To Tom Wilson right now. We'll call that the Steve Downey. Sean Avery Award.
Sean Avery Award. Oh.
Goes to the player voted the biggest douche by the National Hockey League Players Association.
The reason there was another lockout because they were like, hey, you can't just leave a guy in the AHL just because you don't like him.
Well, he wasn't the only one. I mean, there's a couple of other guys that their teams were doing that with. But yeah, that was... Oh, NHL and your lockouts. They're due for one.
Yeah, always. They always are.
But yeah, that's pretty much it in Capitals world, I suppose.
All right, well, let's...
But man, the team's definitely got to start playing better. The power play's been pretty meh.
Yeah, the power play...
PK's been great.
Penalty kill's been good. What was it? They've been like, what? They allowed one goal.
Yeah, so one goal and like he's like 24 for 25 or something like that.
Something like that, yeah. The Rangers have been a good have been very good at getting the Capitals to take penalties, but the Rangers have been pretty disciplined. They have not been taking that many penalties, so we haven't seen.
I don't know, dude. Don't argue with Ryan Drury on the Twitter about that one. He's not very happy with refereeing.
Well, I mean, we haven't seen
I disagree with him sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the refereeing has not been the greatest, and
subpar is a word that comes to mind.
That's very true. But we haven't seen a lot from the Caps power play, and I think, again, the Caps power play is so good because they're so good at doing those fancy goals, and I just don't see them happening on Lundqvist. I think once those power plays happen, you're not going to get that OV slapper. I mean, Lundqvist has that scouted. He's good. He knows how to block that. Halak, not the greatest at doing that. Other goalies, not that great.
I don't even want to talk about Brouwer right now and the fact that he's been given so many glorious freaking chances on the power play, and he misses!
He was the honest Abe player of the game in the locker room.
Because he does a great job in all the other aspects of the game, but you put him on the doorstep, he's either whiffing on the shot or he shoots it right another player, like right into their leg or something. I mean, dude just kills me.
Don't tell that to the Brouwer Rangers. They will come after you.
Have you seen their I don't know what it's called, but like their Twitter handle? The Rangers is crossed out.
Oh. I didn't notice.
I thought that was, I saw it the other day and I was like, ha, well played.
Nicely done, Brouwer Rangers. Hey, we should also say congrats to one of them. I saw online, too, that one of them's going to have a baby soon. So,
hey, all right.
Congrats to one of the Brouwer Rangers. I'm sorry, I don't know which one, but congrats nonetheless.
The red one.
The red one. All right. Well, I think that's it for Caps World. So go Caps. Beat those Rangers where we've got four games left potentially. Who knows? The Caps are at I think
they're up 2-1 in the series.
Yeah, I liked what Brouwer said in the locker room after game three. We got two down, two to go. So they've got the right mindset.
Two down, 10 to go.
10, that's very true.
And 10?
Very true. I like that. All right, so now we are going to go down on the farm. But first, here is a quick word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the Puck is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Both of them still going on, still playing plenty of playoffs. What an organization we got going here. Daniels Webb, what's going on down on the farm?
What?
Daniels Webb.
You lost your mind, officially. Chalk it up.
Daniels Webb.
Tuesday, May 5th, 2015, 8:54 p.m., Brandon has officially lost it.
Come on, that was a classic.
That was a classic. It's the pig. The naming was not.
The pig and the farmer, and there was a spider that spun a web and it said stuff.
Charlotte,
because it was her web. Of the,
moving on.
Daniels Webb. So you're this. Weave us a story here for Down on the Farm, Daniels Webb.
I'm going to weave you a hang-up on the Skype call. All right, moving on. Hershey has defeated Worcester in their first-round series, with their series ending in a 10-4 win for the Hershey Bears. I thought that was crazy. They start their next best-of-seven series against Hotfoot on Wednesday. I don't know if that's correct.
That's not it at all.
What?
That's not how you say it in Connecticut.
I don't care. That's close to Boston. They don't say they're ours.
Hofford. All right.
Hofford. Okay.
Hofford.
Hofford. Okay. They start against Hofford on Wednesday at the Giant Center, with game two being on Friday. Games three and four are in Hofford on Sunday and Monday. A little back to back in the playoffs. Ooh, what is that?
Wow.
With games five, six, and seven being next Wednesday in Hershey, Friday in Hofford, and Sunday in Hershey, those games if they are necessary.
The Bears have really been tearing it up, I mean, in the AHL.
10-4, you're tearing something up.
Yeah, they look almost unstoppable at this point, but man.
Don't jinx them, man.
I know, but way to go, Hershey Bears. Run by Steven Alexi. Looking good, guys.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he's back.
Okay, I didn't see if he was back or not. But that's good. I'm glad to see that he is back. One-time supposed listener, Stephen Alexi. Down in South Carolina, they defeated Reading, or Reading, I don't care, in 7 games. So suck it, Flyers fans. They moved on to the next round where they will be facing Florida. Now, the Stingrays are currently up 2-0 in their series after winning both games on the road. They play, as we speak, actually, in Game 3 in South Carolina, with Games 4 and 5 being at home on Wednesday and Friday. Games 6 and 7 are in Florida on Monday and Tuesday of next week. That's what's going on down on the farm.
It looks like the Stingrays are actually still leading since we started, but it looks like it's 2-1. But they're still leading.
Yeah.
The game right
but
now.
When you're listening to this later, the game will be over. So
congrats, Stingrays. We think you still won. I can see the future.
On winning at the moment.
Very much so. Very much so. So go Bears. Go Stingrays. Can't wait for you guys to bring home all the cups. And then the Capitals need to have another convention, and they need to bring all the cups together for us to take pictures with. That's
that
what I think.
Cool.
Absolutely, it would.
Still not paying $50 to go.
I did
nope,
twice.
Nope.
Maybe we can get some media passes. You think they'll give us media passes? That would be nice.
Yeah, right. That'd be cool. If they gave us media passes, I would go.
I'd be down. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so that's it for Down on the Farm. Now, let's go around the NHL. All right, the Stanley Cup playoffs, they are in full swing. How cool is it? We got hockey almost every single night, multiple games every single night, but there's still plenty going on around the NHL. So, Coach Dan, tell us what's going on, man.
All right, let's start off with some generic NHL news, where Anaheim's Ryan Getzlaf, Winnipeg's Andrew Ladd, and Chicago's Jonathan Toews were named finalists for the Mark Messier NHL Leadership Award, presented to, and I quote, the player who exemplifies great leadership qualities to his team on and off the ice during the regular season, end quote. Minnesota's Devan Dubnyk, Ottawa's Andrew – dubstep, I wasn't going to do it this time. Ottawa's Andrew Hammond, and I feel like we should cut in with some sort of dubstep music whenever we mention his name. Ottawa's Andrew Hammond and Pittsburgh's Chris Letang were named finalists for the Bill Masterson Memorial Trophy, given to the player who, and I quote, best exemplifies the qualities of perseverance, sportsmanship, and dedication to hockey. Isn't that like most players in the NHL, though?
I think so.
So that's kind of weird. They also have an award. I didn't even write in here because it's stupid, but it was basically the award given to the captain who best like leads their team. And like every other captain that's not nominated is probably like, hey, not cool. But that one's dumb, so I'm not knocking out that one. New Jersey made a major change to their organization, hiring former Pittsburgh GM Ray Shero to take over as their GM. Lou Lamoriello, who will remain as the team's president, has been the Devils' general manager since 1987. He was hired to be the Devils' general manager when I was 3 years old. Actually, technically, I wasn't three yet because he was in April of 1987. That's how long he's been the GM of one team.
Wow.
He no longer is. Now they have Ray Shero. I think it was a great move for the Devils. And it's going to be interesting if they bring in as a head coach if they decide to hang on to the, like, they have the two-headed monster of Oates and somebody else.
Yes.
And then, so I wouldn't be surprised if Dan Bylsma is out there.
I'm surprised he's gone like a season without anybody picking him up.
I am too a little bit, but I got to wonder if he's maybe picking and choosing his options.
Yeah.
I mean, New Jersey, I mean, we can talk about the Devils first. Because a really good friend of mine is a Devils fan, and they got totally screwed over by Ilya Kovalchuk years ago with that whole situation.
Who I heard is thinking of making a comeback, but I don't know how he's going to do that.
I think the Devils still have his rights.
Yeah, the Devils so can he, be like, no, you ain't coming back, man.
No, I think that he would have to come back to them or be traded. Which technically would help that team either way. Though I don't know how that works because he's technically retired. If he filled out his paperwork, I don't know. That's confusing. But if he comes back, that definitely not. Because, I mean, the money that they could have spent that they spent on him, they could have spent a bunch of other players probably that season. Or they, they could have done a bunch of others. He could have stuck around and not been a douche. But either way.
He probably just wants to come back because the ruble is doing so poorly over there.
Well, that and the league is also doing so poorly.
Yeah.
When one of your top scorers in that league would barely make an NHL roster, your league's not as good. That's just the reality of the situation. Montreal's Brandon Proust was fined $5,000 for comments he made about referee Brad Watson after one of the games. You don't do that. You can't talk about the referees in a negative fashion, and the NHL got a little pissy with him about that and decided to fine him $5,000. That's the news for the past week in the NHL. Let's move on to the Stanley Cup playoffs, where Tampa Bay defeated Detroit in 7 games in the first round, which means they moved on to take on Montreal, where Tampa Bay is up 2-0 in that series.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I think we both had Montreal, so whoops. And Chicago is up 2-0 in their series over Minnesota. And as we speak, is up 1-0 in their game at the end of the first. Chicago's up over Minnesota. So, yeah, that's the news from the past week in the NHL and the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I think Chicago's going all the way again. I think they're going all the way to the finals.
Well, right now it looks like it's going to be Chicago against Anaheim.
Which wow, look at Bruce getting past the semifinals.
Well, let's not go crazy. They're up 2-0. I think they play later today. Yeah, they'll play later today to have a chance to go up 3-0. So we'll see how that goes.
Jeez. All right.
Dun-dun.
All right. Well, plenty of hockey going on. Plenty of hockey for you to watch. It's getting warm. Springtime doesn't feel like hockey weather, but this is the best time to be a hockey fan. Let's go over when you can watch the Capitals this week. On Wednesday, May 6th, Game 4. That game is at 7:30, and it will be on NBC Sports. Game 5 will be on Friday, May 8th at 7 o'clock, again on NBC Sports. Game 6, if needed, will be on Sunday, May 10th. TV and time have not been announced yet. And also, if needed, Game 7, Wednesday, May 13th. Again, no time or what TV channel that will be on. So Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Wednesday is when you can watch the Capitals play the Rangers. I'm hoping that these guys can put it away in 5, but I have a feeling it's going to stretch all the way to Game 7, which just, hey, means more What the Puck for you to listen to. How about that? How about that?
Yeah.
So let's hope that they continue on and let us know what you guys think. All right, let us know what you your prediction is. Do you think it's going to go all the way to Game 7? Do you think they're going to put them away in Game 5 or 6? You guys, let us know. Tweet to us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash and Coach Dan. Where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can also occasionally find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals and their bobbleheads.
It's true.
That is very true. It's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about Brando Cash Entertainment?
That's right. You can go to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about this podcast, all the other podcasts that we do, as well as photos and videos. You can check out the call that we recorded last night about the Ravens draft picks and what we think about them. Go over to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. Also like Facebook.com/WTP Podcast and on Twitter at WTP_podcast. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know and you will find that link there. Now, we do this show for free. It is the Stanley Cup playoffs. You know there isn't a lot of time in the day. It's all filled with hockey now because it's hockey, hockey, hockey all day long is what
it's
we're thinking.
It's warm, so people are confused.
Ice is melting. It's global warming,
man.
Guys.
I forgot to talk about this before. Did you see what Orpik said?
No. What did he say?
He apparently made a comment saying the ice was one of the worst he's ever played on.
In D.C. or New York?
Game 3, so in D.C.
Oh, way to sell out your home ice there, dude.
Apparently it was pretty freaking bad.
Wow.
I mean, I know it was warm yesterday, but...
He wasn't in Baltimore for that preseason game a couple years ago. He doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
That was really bad. All right, so you can definitely check us out, and you guys have. But we need you guys to be social with the show. We need you to tell your friends about it. If you have friends that are just now watching hockey, they're just getting into it, tell them to listen to us to keep them up to date on what's going on. You guys, you know you love hearing about us, so we love hearing from you guys as well. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Let everybody know on those sites. Write us an iTunes review. Let the Baltimore Sports Report know that you dig the fact that the Baltimore Sports Report is including hockey and the Capitals into their website. But the biggest thing you can do is share our episodes. Share with your friends online that you're a hockey fan, that you love the Capitals, and you listen to What the Puck, and that they should too. So let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Vine and Reddit. Anywhere you are social on the web, say, hey man, I'm a Caps fan. I love the Stanley Cup playoffs. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too.
Help us out. Just how. Yeah. We'll be your friend. We will follow you on – Brandon will follow you on Twitter.
I'll give a few follows out, absolutely. Yeah, we can coerce and talk and all that good stuff. So, yeah, be social with the show.
I make no promises.
if you like hockey as well as football, you know, Coach Dan's the guy to follow.
Football?
Football.
You want to talk about European football?
European football, yes. Yes.
Jennifer, I can't do a British accent, so I'm not even going to try. But, yes, if you'd like to talk about European football or calcio, being Italians, we could do that. I don't really know Italian, but I'll talk about some of the teams over there.
Vaffa Napoli. That's all I know because I watch Friends.
Okay. All right, calm down, Friends.
That's all I got. I think it's a bad word, but I don't know.
Napoli is Naples, dude.
Vaffa Napoli?
I don't think that's a... I don't know. My dad says it's not a bad word, and he speaks some Italian.
All right. All right, so that's pretty much...
I don't know if they would actually curse on the show.
Yeah, they might. I don't know.
Even if it's another language, I don't think you can get away with it, though.
Yeah, you can. Like, you can call somebody a wanker on American television, and that's apparently...
No, but that's slang.
Yeah, but that's apparently, like, the F word over in Britain.
No, but it's, like, slang for the F word, because they also use the F word.
God, it sounds like such a magical place over there. Multiple F words? That's like the dream.
No, it's not. Well, no, but we kind of have our own. How did we get on this conversation?
I don't know.
Back to What the Puck and sharing it for us and helping us out to gain more listeners.
And I swear, this isn't like normally a part of our show.
Sorry, everyone just turned it off anyway.
Yeah, they're like, you want us right to share now. This? Boof.
No one's listening anyways. That was another Major League reference. Actually, it's the same Major League reference I did before.
Just keep going with it, man. All right. Well, the Capitals, they got to finish off the Rangers. Hopefully they finish them off before we talk again. That's what I would like to see, and see the Capitals move on. But we're going to continue to cheer them on. We're going to continue to cheer on the Caps, whether they're in D.C., whether they're in New York, and they are going to dethrone the King of New York. They're going to take down Lundqvist. That's my hope and my dream. And the Duke.
Wait, does that mean then they had to go play for the Rangers?
No, they
if
just
you dethrone the King, then don't you take his spot?
You know who's going to take his spot? The Duke of D.C., Braden Holtby. That's right.
The Duke of
D.C. Uh-huh. That's right.
I'm not going along with you on this one.
Do you ever? You don't agree with cool, weird jerseys. You don't
that's
like...
That's because they suck. They're the worst thing ever. I hate them.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it for What the Puck. This week. I think I just better go, otherwise Coach Dan is just going to get even more mad at me.
Start yelling.
So that is pretty much it for the show. Caps Rangers, go Caps. That's what we want to hear. You guys be loud, be proud, scream at the top of your lungs. Let's go Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jax. For more information, go to brandocash.com.
You've never seen Slapshot?
No.
Oh, dude, it's like the hockey movie. Need a second here.
You're just trying to think of a name for me right now, aren't you?
You don't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do know that.
You don't know.
Shut up. Anaheim is up 2-0 over Calgary, which I think we both saw coming.
Hold on. You're gonna fade out in a second. I can. You there?
And we're back.
All right, I got a phone call, and whenever I don't pick it up, it goes to my iPad.
Interesting.
Whose number is that? Okay. Chipotle.
Chipotle call? Did you have Chipotle for dinner?
I did.
Maybe they're calling to see how it was.
I don't have to call them back because I picked it up. Hold on 1 second. Let me call them back.
Okay.
Hi, I just received a phone call from this number. That was fine. All right, thanks.
Did they just call to see how your food was?
Yeah, getting a little like a clingy ex-girlfriend there, Chipotle.
Yeah.
Calling what? Me to be like, hey, did you like Chipotle?
Do you still like us?
They should look in, if they have my number, they should look into my account and be like, oh, you come here like bi-weekly. Yeah, he loves it here. Why would we call them? That's odd. That is so weird.
Can you please come back? I promise we'll be better this time.
Oh my god, that is odd.